You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for he is
good. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. All of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page. Oh, give thanks unto the
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth and relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
So I'm teaching on the warrior within, guys. And that's what you got to be right now. You got to be a warrior. You go down, you find a way to get back up. I don't care if you got to start over with your knees and work to your legs, but you got to stand back up. That's what a warrior does. Regardless of what it looks like it's over. But as long as I got breath, I can do what? I can worship. And worship will take me from the down up. You got to be reminded of it. Don't always look for somebody else to come along and help you. What if they're not there? What if you call them and the line is busy? Jesus is always present. So we already went over my weapons. I was asked and I was told. People ask me, well, Pastor, how do you do this? How do you do what you do? And I say, okay, I can tell you. And so these are my weapons that have never failed. Remember David told the king, he said, no, I'm not going to take those weapons. They might cost a lot. They might be expensive. But I'm going to use what I know never fails. So worship, we just saw that. How many guys got a shift once you start worshiping this morning? Raise your hand. I see. Okay. Then prayer. But you got to read the word to know how to pray, though. I'm just being honest with you. You don't come to Jesus talking about the stars and the moon and all that kind of stuff when you need healing. You got to have word in you to pray. Number three was his name, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee has to bow. Sometimes healing comes and people don't want it. Because if I get healed, that means I have to stop being who I am. Somebody who's not like him. So if healing comes, if I'm known by limping, then if I get healed, then the people won't recognize me. But what if you get healed or something and somebody come up to you and say, you used to be. Which one gives the biggest testimony? How you used to be or how you still are. If you jacked up, say jacked up. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Not all of us was holy and sanctified coming out the womb, right? I mean, we had to come to Jesus, right? His word. And this is the one I'm on now, his thoughts. Y'all know how I like talking about thoughts, don't you? Well, I'm going to go up in your face. Because when the scripture says, in the last days, people's hearts are going to fail them for fear. I can't fear without thinking those thoughts. You understand what I'm saying? Fear comes along, but I don't have to receive it. I can replace it. But in order to die, you have to give permission to that through your thought life. Now, I know stuff happened and so forth and so on, but I'm just saying what I said. That's how I'm going to put it. All right, so we're talking about his thoughts. But in order to do that, I want to talk about our thoughts. Uh-oh. Nicole, it seems like we're getting there. All right? But in order to have his thoughts, you must change your thoughts. And we're still coming back to reading the word. If you don't read the word, how you know what thoughts to change them to? So let's look at your thoughts and its importance. We want to find out how important is it the way we think. Y'all think it's important? So that means that I give you an assignment to update your thoughts. Since you know that it's important, will you give it credit? Will you give it time? Y'all write this down. Change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change. How will they change other than you change the way you look at them? But if we always see it the same way, how is it going to be? The same way. So at one time, we didn't believe in Jesus. Our parents served him. Our parents told us to go to church. But we was in church. But what we thinking about church? Who are we thinking about? Y'all saw I said who? Because a lot of us were thinking about other people. What you say over that side? I used to do what? Oh, she used to. Oh, give her the mic. Give her the mic over here. Let's find out what she used to do. Because she's honest now. She's going to tell you. What you used to do? I was not even going to call your name so the whole world won't know.
Please don't. When my parents were in church, once they got inside, I would run away and go do other stuff.
Okay, and just be back in time?
Yes.
Okay, okay, I see. See, how did I know that? Tim, don't say nothing. Okay.
While I was in church, I'd be thinking about Shoney's pancakes, because every Sunday after church, we'd go to Shoney's buffet.
and I got this guy that cuts my hair, and he saw us three in Shoney's. And he looked and he says, I've never seen a relationship like that before. He said he couldn't eat his food for looking at us. The wife, Curly, was smiling at me and I'm smiling at her and we smiling at Jazz. And he said, I couldn't eat my food for just watching them. So that means it's possible. And then he said, I'll cut your hair for free just so you come in. I've been doing that for years. How old are you, Jay?
30.
For 30 years. And he'll still bring it. If a new customer come in, he say, that's the guy I was telling you about. That guy and his wife and his daughter. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, me. Yeah. Okay.
You thinking about in church?
Thinking about, Pastor, was the boys in church.
Church. Okay. All right, ladies, how many were thinking about the boys in church? Raise your hand. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Anybody on this side? Y'all good over here? I'm not even going to ask what she said. All right. So you change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change. What do you need to look at different? What thing are you tired of looking at the same way? It's not going to change until you change the way you look. But you can ask for help with that. Holy Spirit, help me to change the way I'm looking at that. Because once you start to look, it starts to grab. And then the thought will grab another thought similar to itself until that's all you're thinking about. So you think you're just going to think about that at a certain time. But the more you think about it, the bigger it gets. Why are thoughts so important? Y'all read this top part with me. Because everything starts there. You can't do nothing without a thought. You can't say nothing without authority. You can't be nothing without authority. No matter what field you're in right now, it started out with a thought. Now, some people started out, and it was 12. How many was it in your class, young lady? Just give me a rough. 20. She said 20 was in the class. Did all 20 graduate? I'm embarrassing her, so I'll look over here. Okay? So, let's take it. I'm going to break it down. Y'all write it down. So everything starts there with a thought. So you have your thoughts first. Then thoughts are encompassed by beliefs. Then from a thought you get a feeling. And from a feeling you get a behavior. So you're going to act out. You can act up or you can act out. But you're going to act one way or another. So right now, even while I'm talking, you got thoughts that you're thinking. You got feelings about those thoughts that you're thinking. And then you got beliefs. So you're going to act out in some kind of way. You can click and say, well, I'm not going to listen to the rest of the message. Or you can click and say, these are your behaviors. Man, this is going to be good. I know I need this. So everything can be traced to those three guys. Everything can be traced. But this is what I train people to do. Find the emotion first. And then find the thought. Because we are a lot more familiar with the emotions. I'm angry. So you find the emotion, I'm angry. Then you ask, well, what thought am I thinking? Because a lot of people know what the emotion is. Because a lot of people have the same kind. Have you met people that stay mad all the time? Yeah. Well, that's their emotion. You met people that are excited all the time? Yeah. 4 a.m.? So I don't have to know what she's thinking because I know what she's showing, her behavior. So find the emotion first. Y'all got that? Because I want you to get this, guys. Because you can't predict what's going to happen today. But you can predict how you process it, how you look at it, how you feel about it, what you do with it. If you don't get nothing else today, you need to understand that. I mean, you can get out, you can order something. And somebody can give you a jacked up order. Now, you can stay the man for the rest of the day. But it's dinner time now, and you've been mad since 12 o'clock. What did you do? There is no such thing as an unexpressed emotion. It goes somewhere, and it kills some people. I just need to go there. If your knee is hurting, it's not your knee. Your knee is responding to what you thought over time. If your chest is hurting, it's not your chest, it's your chest responding to thoughts over time. If your eye is hurting, it's not your eye is responding to stuff over time. You thought about something you saw, and you didn't like what you saw, but you didn't replace the thought, so the eye starts to hurt. Because the eye says, I saw something that I shouldn't have seen. What am I supposed to do with that? So the eye say, if I hurt long enough, you'll only be able to see out of one eye. So you don't have to see everything that you saw. This stuff is real, guys. It is absolutely real. So thoughts, what do they do? How important are they? They shape our entire life. Who we are and where we are going. So if you got a thought that I'm going to be right here. I'll never get a job. Everybody get promoted. Where are you going to be? Right here. Where? With no job. Not promoted. What else? What else does thoughts do? They shape how easy, here it is, how easy or challenging our life will be. Now, you can have two people having the same challenge, but one will see it as easy, and the other will see it as a challenge. And I don't mean that challenge in a good way. You got to be able to tell yourself something. You have to talk to yourself to get you to go where you need to go. Number three, how resilient or how defeated we are. Y'all think about that. Your thought is responsible for that. Now, God has given us everything that we need in order to be a conqueror. But if we don't use it, We don't speak it. We don't thank it. How do we get there? I mean, some people just bounce back. And other people are defeated. Now, y'all ready for this? Y'all mature? Have you ever seen a defeated person not talk about it? Because if I get attention by being defeated, why would I change? Why would I change if all I got to do is mention about my defeat? Then you listen to me and I get your full attention? Why would I change? I get more attention by being defeated than I think I would get by being in victory. This is real stuff, guys. But it has a cost. If you are in a chaotic relationship, you got to make a step. Shay, where my clock at? Right here. There it is, right there. There's my clock. For those who are new here, I always look at the clock when I don't want nobody to say, Pastor was talking about me. But that chaotic relationship has a cost. It starts out easy. It gets harder and harder and harder. Oh, I'm supposed to be looking at the clock. Okay, right there. Thank you, Shay. But that chaotic relationship didn't come to visit. It came to kill. Because if you're used to dealing with someone who's chaotic, that's their personality type. And they like being there because they get attention. But you this easygoing person that loves life, who do you think is going to hurt the most? You. Because it's not going to hurt them because that's what their lifestyle is. They're used to it. You got some decisions to make, guys. And man, I mean, I'm just talking about your thoughts. I've seen enough death in the last month to last me for a lifetime. And I'm just telling you guys, it's time to start thinking, feeling, and behaving. Behaving is leaving your butt right there. Yes, sir. Right. I said butt. No children here. Y'all, everybody got one of them, right? Okay. Just want to make sure. Just check it. All right. Let's look at a scripture in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, New Living Translation. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. How is he going to do it? Transform you into a new person. By changing the way you think. See, the reason why he's telling us don't copy the behavior or the customs of this world, because at one time we were sinners. Y'all know what a sinner is, right? Anybody ever been a sinner? See, two people don't even raise their hand. They was always born again. They was always holy. Because if I change the way that I think, that means I won't do the things I used to do. If I'm born again, that means I'm saved. There's certain things that I need to let go of. There are certain attitudes, ideas, actions that I should no longer be privy to because I am a new creature. If I'm new, I don't do the things I used to do. Thank God for that. How many of y'all thank God y'all not acting like how you used to be? Okay, I got something on this side this time. What about a sample? What we got back there? Y'all, yeah, okay, all right, all of them raised. Okay. But it's right there. This is in Scripture. This is not Paul talking. This is in Scripture. In Romans 12, 2, right there it says, but let God transform you into a new who? New person. That means we don't have to be the same person we were just by changing the way we think. If we change the way we think, we're going to do what we changed to. I'm serious. So here's a situation come up. And then I had to change the way I thought. I had to process that information so I can come out and deliver the message. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good, pleasing, and perfect. So when I change the way that I think, then I can understand the will of God. So if I'm still thinking like a sinner, and see, the Holy Spirit, this is how he talks, Nicole. He talks low. And one thing, this is just my experience. Maybe y'all had a different experience. When the Holy Spirit tells us something, and I normally write it down, and if I don't write it down, I'll ask, can you repeat that, like 20 minutes later? And I don't get it. I have never, that's just me, got him to repeat back what he said because he's so important that everything else should bow to that. Everything else should be, wait a minute, Holy Spirit talking. But he never raises his voice. He talks low because he said, hey, I'm important enough. Wait a minute. I'm already in glory. You need to stop and listen to what has to be said. See, sometimes we try to bring God down to us. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You know, it's like, hey, you know, I talk to God like I talk to my friend. But there's a limit to that. Y'all figured out what it is. You don't be calling God boo. God ain't no boo. I'm just telling you guys. All right, y'all read this one out loud. I'm going to listen to y'all read this one. Look what you get out of that. It's only after you step outside your comfort zone that you begin to change, grow, and transform. So that means people won't even recognize you. They'll recognize your face. I mean, that all depends on the mask. But you won't be the same person. When they bring up stuff, you don't know what they're talking about. You know, they'll be bringing up stuff, but you don't know who they talk about because you stepped out of their comfort zone. They decided to stay there. But we were designed to grow. We were not designed to stay in the same place, same mindset. We were designed to move. How many of us, I mean, we feel comfortable in stuff? How many of us feel comfortable? Okay, I got two. I've been trying, what's some things I'm trying to eat? What did I eat this morning? Burrito. I'm trying to go that way. Because I tried it at Taco Bell. So I say, okay, let me try it again. So I'm trying new stuff. How many of y'all need to try something new? Raise your hand if you need to try something new. I say 4 or 5 people. Just do it. Y'all ready? Just do it. That's Nike, isn't it? Just do it. Just try something new. You know, my wife looking at me strange because it's like she always, honey, what you want? I know. That's what she say. I know. So I'm trying something new. I'm stepping out of my comfort zone. I know this question was going to come up. How long do we have to replace thoughts? How long y'all think we got to do? What does the side say? Just shout it out. Forever. What about this side? Okay. She said till it works. That's true, too. Did y'all sense any excitement with that? Because it's true, 24/7. We got to do this for the rest of our life. So if I got to live, why not live in victory? If I'm going to live, why not live in victory? How many of us are really tired of people always messing with our day? Yeah, okay, all right, we need no mic on that one. But we get to change how we think. But where do we start? See, y'all thought I was going to go Philippians on you, didn't you? Uh-huh. How many of y'all thought I was going to go Philippians? Yes, sir, uh-huh. Because that works for me. But let's take a look. So where do we start? In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, in the Amplified, it says, now, this book is the Bible. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall read and meditate on it day and night. How long is that? 24/7. What slide did I have? How long we got to replace thoughts? 24/7. But it shall not depart from your mouth. That means you need to always be talking the word. Now, I'm not talking about special people. Y'all know I'm talking about special people. How was your day? Blessed, highly favored. God is reigning, ruling in my life. I mean, y'all know what I'm talking about, right? I just asked, how was your day? great morning. Y'all understand? I mean, I'm just being real, but I mean, y'all ran into people that you take 5 minutes to get away from because you just say good morning, okay? Don't let them have to put a Bible out on you there. But you shall read it. So how are we supposed to have our mind renewed? How are we supposed to have our thoughts renewed? Reading the word. Reading the word. And what translation you like? You can even get to pick out a translation. Get to pick out your own translation. Read that version. Some people don't like King James. So get another version. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Get another version. Just go to Romans and make sure whatever translation you get, Romans says it according to how King James says it. You follow me? Because some things won't even mention Jesus' name. Okay? So just make sure the translation. But we should be speaking the word, reading the word, meditating on the word, instead of thinking about what's going to happen next on what show. What show y'all at?
Chicago PD.
Okay, all right. Chicago PD. So I can still watch Chicago PD, but I need to meditate on the word. I should be meditating on Chicago PD. I'm just telling you, that days I watch that too. Yes, sir. Yeah. But I shouldn't be meditating on it. Meditate on what's going to change your life. Day and night. So what can we do starting today about day and night? Can you read one chapter a day? Can you? No, we got to go past that. I'm going to challenge you. Amen? Can I challenge you? So can we read at least one chapter a day? We can read more than, but we can't read less than. Y'all heard me say that? Banana, you heard me? Okay. All right. And this is what's going to happen when you meditate day and night and you don't let the word depart out of your mouth. So that you may be careful to do everything in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will be successful. You mean to tell me that all I got to do is meditate on the word, read it day and night, so that I can be prosperous and I can be successful? Because y'all understand what happens when you read the word is you learn how to think, you learn what to do, you learn how to respond, and you learn how to forgive. In order to be prosperous, as you're reading the word, you will learn, I'm supposed to be faithful. I'm supposed to follow through. I'm supposed to do what I said I was going to do. I work unto man and to God and not unto man. So if I'm working unto God, then that means what? Let's just talk about work for a second. Your career. If I'm working under God and somebody else get promoted over you, I'm going to quit. But who are you working unto? I'm working under God. Did God tell you to do that? I mean, what do we do unto God in our career? What stuff do we need to shift and change? It's a real question. Anybody want to answer? Yes, sir. Might come in your way. I mean, if we're doing it for God, how would it be different?
I can't be looking at what other people are doing.
Okay, can't be looking at
or what they're not doing.
What other people are doing or not doing, yeah. Okay? Okay. Because the Bible tells us in advance. See, if we read the word, we'll know what the word says. So when it comes up that somebody else gets more than you do, then the word says, to compare yourself with others is not wise. So you take that word and then you process it. God told me, he told me that don't compare myself with other people. That's not wise. So somebody else, Billy Bob or Sally Joe got a raise and I didn't get as much as they got. Then I need to talk to my thoughts about that because the scripture says, do not compare yourself with somebody else because that is not wise. Because you don't know all the details. You only know what you heard at do they have the water jugs anymore? We got water jugs. Yeah. What they talk about things at now? Coolers? What do they do? Or do they text them? In the chat. See, there it is, right there on the chat. What? Yeah, we got one of them too. We hadn't used it though. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You don't know everything to understand what happened to the person. And lo and behold, it could be totally unfair. But if you're not comparing yourself to others, which is not wise, then what do you care? Because whatever belongs to me, I serve a God that's going to see to it that I get it. So what did I just do? I just changed my thought, but I had a word that I could stand on. Y'all understand what standing on the word mean, right? When your parents told you not to do something, unless you were special, you didn't do it. Or if you did it, I remember, I'm just talking about us. You know, I'm just, Dad was, you know, had us working on a garage. I mean, you know, working on driveway. And so, you know, he told us when to stop. We were supposed to stop. But no, we wanted to dig with the hole. But see, he had already measured the hole out and everything. So back then, we got spankings. That's a nice word to say it. How many of y'all ever got spankings? Okay. But if I had read the word says obey your parents so that all will go well with you. I ain't used the word. Did you tell? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But if I read the word, learn the word is the first place I'm going to go to when something happens. Find out what the word says, then I need to make the adjustment to make the change according to what the word says. Because then I become prosperous, and then I become successful in whatever my endeavors are. I got a question in the back. She's still trying to read one verse.
Pastor, I have a real life example. You can walk us through. So okay. I have a meeting with
y'all pay attention now.
I have a meeting with the CEO on Thursday, mm-hmm. and he wants to know what ways could the company improve? What are we doing well? And I feel like it's not my place to go there with him, but I want to know like constructive things that I can give because I know you're supposed to always provide a solution to a problem.
Okay. So Holy Spirit, would you mind revealing to Jazz the solution to her and her her CEO meeting? Give her the right tone, the right words to say so that he can hear or she can hear, process the information and see how great it is. And promote her. So you're going to listen to the Holy Spirit and he's going to start to download that. And he's going to give you. So can we go back to what the Bible say? What the Bible say? See how easy that was? Y'all thought I was going to tell. Promotion what? Promotion comes from the Lord. So now that I know that I have a scripture, now that I know I've already prayed, so all I have to do is what he tells me to do, and only that. You shut up or be quiet when he tells you to be quiet, and you only speak when he tells you to speak. I'm not talking about the person I'm talking about God. Because it makes the difference, guys. His timing is perfect. Our timing, we got to work on. Yeah. And you got a whole list of stuff. You just go ahead and write it out, because every time we're talking to you, you got an idea. And then you just ask the Holy Spirit, is there anything I need to add to this, and what do I need to take away? Because he said, about the pen of a ready writer. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. I got another scripture. So you want to find the words that you can stand on, guys. Because I'm telling you, see, when we come up with our own ideas, we have to work through them. But when we listen to his ideas, he has to work through them. It's a big difference, man. All right, y'all got it? So in order to have a mind renewed, we got to start with his word. Oh, meditate. Y'all understand what meditate means, right? You're going to say the word over. You're going to say what you're thinking over and over again. But because we're meditating, we're going to say that word over and over again. So in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, in the Amplified said, you will keep his perfect and constant peace. The one whose mind is steadfast, that is, committed and focused on you in both the inclination and the character. So what does this mean? If I want to focus on his word, I'm going to keep steadfastly repeating it. Steadfastly repeating. I'm going to say it over and over again. And people say, well, you know, I'm trying to get some sleep. The reason why you haven't gotten any sleep is because you didn't put enough word in there. Uh-oh. There's certain things you have to repeat over and over and over again, and even while you sleep. You got to repeat it. And you say it under your breath. You continue to say it because you will keep in perfect and constant peace. The one's mind who is steadfast. So that means my mind is not flipping back and forth. It's not going to the situation and then coming back to God. I'm repeating it enough where it stays in God. So whatever challenge you have with, I'm going to pray with you in a moment. And I'm going to ask God to give you a scripture that you can stand on, that you can meditate on, that you will walk in when situations come up. So I just want you guys, now, because they're answering, that doesn't mean that's them. What are some categories that you think a person or people would need to meditate on? Relationships? Career? What else? Finances? Okay. What else? Health? Safety? Family? Friends? Directions? Ministry? Business? Strategy? Anybody else? So that's some stuff, right? So when the Holy Spirit tells you, now, what did I say about him whispering? He whispers. So when he tells you, I don't want you to change what he said. How many of y'all know we got people out here that change what he said? Amen? I don't like that answer he gave me. Well, that's the one that he says. Perfect and constant peace will be manifested as you meditate on what he gave you. Okay, y'all ready? All right, so repeat after me. Holy Spirit, there's an area in my life that I'm running from, but you want me to run to it. So would you mind revealing to me that area and make it plain and clear? And then, as I research, you will let me know the scripture you want me to meditate on. So would you mind showing me that area? And once you get the area, just slip up your hand so that way I know you got it on. And for those who didn't hear or thought they didn't hear, because he always answers, I want you to repeat after me in a still small voice. It's a lie. Your word says that if I ask, I'll receive. If I seek, I'll find. If I knock, it's open unto me. So I choose to receive. Just slip up your hand. And I'm asking you to open your eyes and just write it down so that it's not stolen from you. That area, write it down. Just make a note of it. So that way you'll remember it. And once you get home or on your way home, because the Holy Spirit talks, he talks fast. What will happen is you'll hear a scripture. And the scripture, it might be before you even leave here. You'll hear a scripture. And then just make sure you write that scripture down. Look it up. And then you decide what translation you want to do it in. Because I want to get it to a place where you're comfortable at least finding the translation you want. But then it's on you after that. Because you're going to be meditating on it day and night. Amen? Any questions? I'll continue this series, this part, on Thursday night. And I'll just keep going until you get an understanding, because I want you to understand the steps, because I'm believing that your life is going to be different, because it has to be. We saw how important our thoughts were. It's responsible for everything. Where we are, where we're going to be, how we see, how we respond, how we live. So guys, we got to replace our thoughts. All right?
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.